KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. So who needs James Bond? The question comes up in Skyfall in the context of a debate about the role of old-fashioned human intelligence in a high-tech world of brilliant youngsters, and an apostle of technology offers a snide answer. Every now and then, a trigger has to be pulled. In the context of a revitalized franchise, the answer is that we need 007, even after a half century of his ups and downs and various incarnations, to remind us how deeply pleasurable an action thriller can be. The latest chapter goes beyond thrilling into chilling and enthralling, plus a kind of stirring that has nothing to do with martinis. Extravagant action has always been a Bond staple, but the distinction of Skyfall lies in the elegance of everything else that sets off what a sensationally entertaining villain calls all this jumping and fighting, all this running around. The villain, Silva, is played by Javier Bardem, and he's only one of several terrific actors who flourish under the direction of Sam Mendes. Daniel Craig's distillation of toughness and hurt tells us all we need to know of Bond's inner life. Judi Dench's M has given six previous Bond films a grounding that verges on gravitas. This time she turns the role into a meditation on mortality, along with a demonstration of minimalist precision, as in her reading of the line, "Take the bloody shot." And she gets to fire off a few shots of her own. Steven Spielberg's remarkable new film, Lincoln, seems old and new at the same time. Old in its beautiful settings and costumes, but genuinely new in the way it places our 16th president within the politics of his day. Daniel Day-Lewis portrays Lincoln in eccentric glory, and Tony Kushner wrote the electrifying screenplay. Lincoln is mainly, though not exclusively, a drama of ideas. It concentrates on the last months of the president's life when he sought to do nothing less than unite the nation by ending the Civil War and end slavery by pushing the 13th Amendment through a fractious Congress. These were conflicting goals, and Lincoln pursued them with an idealist's fervor and a pragmatist's gift for the rough and tumble of the political process. That process is so vital that it leaves you amazed at what American politics once was compared to the dumb show it's become. A rowdy arena of accusations, denunciations, venality in the service of virtue, virtue for its own sake, or venality pure and simple, and none of it shaped by opinion polls. As for Daniel Day-Lewis's portrait of Lincoln, it's a complete creation, perfect on its own terms. The physical choices the actor has made are fascinating and convincing, but there's a mystery at the core of this gorgeous performance, and it has to do with Day-Lewis's masterly grasp of his character's quicksilver spirit. He plays the Abe Lincoln we only thought we knew. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.